Your company AIM's mission is to create a body of dance-based work that is galvanized by Black culture and history. It features the rich tapestry of Black and queer stories. How can you explain that further to an audience who's never seen your work before?
Sure. You know, I'm really interested in sharing work from my perspective. Grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Black, queer, young man. And I think part of the thing that's always been interesting to me as a dance maker is someone who is trying to make sure I can make space to share what my stories and what my experiences have been, and also raise questions around what those experiences might have been like, and how are we looking at hope within the community? How are we looking at reality and hope and love, a lot of that through a Black queer lens?
Definitely. And I love how you touched on reality, too. How are you seeing reality right now? And how does that connect with your art and maybe some of the latest things you're creating?
Sure. I mean, it's ever changing. But I think a lot of the work that I make tends to in some ways be a reflection on maybe, or reflecting on maybe 20 years previous to whatever the time is that I'm in. And that's happened in a lot of the work that I've made. But I think these times, just as they were even 20 years ago, are still very kind of tumultuous. I think there's always several different types of tensions in this world. But I think part of the questions is, how are we choosing to address them? How are we choosing to kind of acknowledge them and hopefully push to change some of those things? What are the nuanced ways that we're identifying how we can love each other and how we can unify one another? I think there's always a desire to separate everyone from each other. I think it's all the more important to find ways to think about what does it mean to find our likenesses and not as much of a focus on our differences.
And I think one thing that no matter what form of art you're creating, it's really amazing to connect on the love and unity and how the art brings us all together. How do you go about doing this? Tell me how you decided to do this and the challenges of bringing together such different aspects of something and then creating it into a showcase or performance like tonight at Craner.
So the program is a really diverse program. But speaking of this idea of love, maybe I'll speak to one of the works in particular called If We Were a Love Song. The work set to the music of Nina Simone, and it really is meant to be a love song to all the communities that I'd like to consider myself a part of. But the other aspect to this program as a love story is thinking about how I have a certain type of love for kind of creating a multi-generational program, but also a program that's honoring, you know, artists that are younger than me, older than me, same age, all the things. And so I have work premiering actually tonight on this program by an amazing choreographer named Andrea Miller. She has her own company as well. Her company is called Galeen. But the work that she's made for AIM is called Year. And I'm really, really excited to see this work on the stage tonight. I've been really anxious to see it come together. It kind of gets my heart racing in the best way. It makes me want to get up and dance. So, and that's somebody who, although I have a career in dance, more times than not, I'm very happy just sitting and watching. So when a work is created, it makes me want to get up and move. That really means something. Another work on the program is by someone I consider to be a real kind of idol figure for me, and that's B.B. Miller. And she has a work on the program called Rain, which originally premiered in 1998. She did it herself. Actually, 89, rather, 1989. So it's great to have that work on this program and see her legacy continue to flourish and be represented in contemporary dance today.
When you created AIM in 2006, how important was it to you to create your own dance company and create a place that really fostered that representation from all backgrounds?
Well, you know, maybe part of it because I grew up so close to my mother that I loved hearing all of her stories. And I think maybe my kind of love of her storytelling is what led me to be a choreographer and want to not only showcase the stories of people that I kind of admire, but also thinking about how I can work those tools myself as a storyteller. And I think having a company, the kind of range and the skill set that my dancers do have, it gives me that opportunity to think about nuanced ways that I can approach storytelling.
And I know you told us about some of the pieces we can expect to see tonight, but is there anything else that you could give a little sneak peek or inside of what else people can expect from tonight's performance?
Playlist. Yes, you need to come on time because there's always a fun pre-show playlist going on. That's usually very, very much curated to support the program. That's one thing for sure. Other than that, I mean, it should be a really great program. I'm excited to see the costumes and year come together and just see how integrated, you know, this visual artist Aureli as a collaborator for Andrea, how her work really kind of comes together and shines on this program. And I'm really just excited to see these works come together as a shared evening and think about what is the conversation? What are things that audience members are taking away from this kind of mixtape, if you will, of contemporary and modern dance?
Just to clarify, what is on time tonight?
Oh, you know what? I always say if a show starts at 7:30, you want to be there by at least 7.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get there at 7, that's great. If you get there at 7:15, you'll still catch the vibe. But you never want to show up right at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Abraham, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
That was Kyle Abraham, who is a world-renowned choreographer, award winner, and multidisciplinary artist. I'm Kennedy Vincent, IPM News.